Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mondays with Mark podcast. We're probably, I think we're season three now. So we'll say that because we had the first season with lots of interviews, the second season with Hayley Powells and Press Connect. And now we're starting a third season of interviews with industry experts talking about all things automotive aftermarket. My first guest for this episode is Chloe Hyland, who is the marketing manager of Messe Frankfurt UK. Chloe, good morning.
Hello, thank you for having me.
How are you doing?
Yeah, great, thank you. Very good. Starting the year on a very good high, actually.
Is it too late to say Happy New Year?
Yeah, possibly. I mean, we are coming to the end of January, so we'll say it anyway. Happy New Year.
The longest month of the year, I would say.
Oh, gosh, yeah. When is payday? I mean, aren't we all waiting for it? It feels like 4 years later. I don't know if you're doing dry January, but that always makes it harder, I think.
That's a very personal question, of which I will give you a very personal answer. No, I'm not doing dry January. So not in my line of work. But talking about long time waiting for things, how many years has it been since the automotive aftermarket had a national show with one thing or another in its way?
The last one would have been Automechanica Birmingham 2019. It will be. By the time we have another Automechanica Birmingham, it'll be 4 years.
Wow.
Which I'm sure we're going to talk a bit more about and what's coming up this year. But yeah, it's been a tough old time for a lot of industries out there. But I think the events industry has really, really had a bit of a beating over the last couple of years. Obviously, what with COVID, a lot of exhibitions and trade exhibitions have had to cancel or postpone their dates or juggle sort of people cancelling and other job roles being furloughed. It's not been an easy time. And without an event, obviously our business, that's our core business for Messe Frankfurt, is putting events on. So I'm lucky I'm still here, I think. But I guess the good thing is we are at a good, really good turning point for the event industry. There are hundreds of exhibitions taking place daily now, weekly. And there have been since September last year, really. I actually saw an event that was promoted this week, and it wasn't in the automotive industry, but it was a housing show, and it had over 8,000 visitors attend. And that, to me, just highlights, actually, that events are back and they're, you know, being a success. I guess since sort of the outbreak and peak of the Omicron variant, a few shows were cancelled in January. And I think that was because there was a real sort of time of uncertainty, and with the peak of that variant over the Christmas break, I think many people were thinking maybe we could go back into a lockdown. But I think we're all quite confident that things are changing now, and I think we're coming back out of that. Also, I guess when live shows did return last September, I think a few automotive shows might have struggled with confidence from exhibitors and visitors, footfall numbers not being as their usual standard. But we're months on from that now, and I think with the news this week that the Plan B is going to be relaxed, Boris did state that for large events, face coverings and COVID passes will be lifted. We obviously all don't have to work from home now, so
I've certainly heard this week the term that we're moving from a pandemic to an endemic. And I think we talk about various different industries. The automotive industry had its issues, particularly with the MOT exemption and latterly or more recently global supply chain issues. But I think the exhibition industry was certainly up there. You know, when you talk about the troubles that hospitality had, how did you evolve? I mean, in terms of what you did and how you looked to launch something in a digital context with Auto Resource, which is obviously an indication that you're not sitting around waiting for something to happen. You're actually going back out there and readjusting your proposition.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, we're no different to other businesses in the fact that digital is growing, and as businesses evolve and move forward, I think there's a need to sort of pivot your products or your services to be more digital, whether that's, you know, being a retailer online, or whether that's being an event business and engaging with your visitors and your customers in a digital space, as well as just at live events, which happen once a year. So during the last year or last couple of years, obviously, where we haven't been able to put a face-to-face event on, there was a need for us to sort of engage with our customers, I want to say 365 days a year. And, you know, by just putting an event on every other year, in the case of Auto Mechanic Birmingham, there's not a huge amount of time to talk to people and engage and get to know our customers and understand their needs. So with Auto Resource, we kind of took a different step to many other event organisers. It's definitely not a digital online event or a hybrid event. I think a lot of event organisers simply went down that route because they felt like they had to do something in some form of digital event. But I think for the automotive industry, you know, your classic garage owner or body shop owner is not sat at a desk all day, every day. And they're not probably not going to sit and flick through a digital event online. So Auto Resource is actually a resources website. There's lots and lots of content uploaded from the suppliers in the industry who have profiles. And they're, if you went to Auto Resource, you would find training videos, press releases, articles, pieces of industry news. It's a place to go and find information and get resource for your business needs. And that's kind of covered across promotions, advice and insights, new product information, and then training as well. We've seen some huge success of that across the last year. We now send out a weekly bulletin and a weekly newsletter to our customers with the latest uploads of content. And we're seeing about 8,000 people come to that site each month. And I'm talking in marketing terms, but our open rates of our newsletters are hitting, on some occasions, 30% open rate, which, you know, is really high when you look at other forms.
I think it's a good example. Look at the podcast that we're doing now. I mean, this was something that, again, was something we launched to do to communicate with the market and to take things that were already in place, but having possibly the time and actually going out and saying, well, we want to do things a bit differently. And I think it strengthens your proposition, because tell us about where we're going in June and what we can look forward to there, and how that came about as well.
Yeah, sure. So I'll kind of give you a bit of an update from our events in general, really. As I mentioned, lots of dates have changed and things have been postponed. Auto Mechanica Frankfurt will happen this year in September. As usual, that will be a live event, and they will do a digital side of that as well. Auto Mechanica Birmingham will come back in June 2023. So we've got another year to wait for that one. And as I mentioned, that kind of left us with a 4-year gap for a UK trade exhibition. We've done quite a lot of research in the market with our garages and body shop customers and motor factors, and we really found that face-to-face element has obviously been missed. The face-to-face training, the touching and feeling new products, seeing new technology, which you would normally get every other year at Auto Mechanica, you know, it's been missed, and there is a need to possibly have a different type of event in this year's sort of time scale, I guess.
And I think and it's really interesting what you say, because you've seen it in other industries, and I've seen it as well, is that there is a need, necessity, urgency. People want to get out and see people, and they want to go out and look at products. You know, we all have a bit of Zoom fatigue. You're seeing people that you've not seen for 2 years or you know, a bit longer. So I think it's something that is, and also with garages will travel, and they will go, and they will see and visit events, not just to network, but to see what's new and where they can look to invest in the future.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, and we've done a lot of research, and we kind of found that actually, if we're not going to have Auto Mechanica Birmingham this year, then why not try something different and have a more focused event for garages and body shops? So from the 8th to the 9th of June this year, so it'll be a two-day event. We're going to look at, we're launching the UK Garage and Body Shop event. And this is slightly different proposition to what we've done for Auto Mechanica Birmingham previously. The theme and the huge focus is around training, technology and tools. And it's going to be a smaller but more focused event for the suppliers of tools, garage equipment, diagnostics, service and repair, ADAS, and for paint as well. So really looking at doing more for the body shops in that area as well. Obviously, bringing it back to the central point of the UK, up in the Midlands, heart of the automotive industry. So we're back in the NEC again. And we're looking to really put on an event for garage and body shop owners, any technicians, bringing in the apprentices, anyone who's even looking to start their career in the automotive industry. The reason I say that is we're looking to cover some of the sort of big themes that are going on and sort of the hot topics, which we talk about a lot, and maybe some of the issues in the industry. So obviously with the skills gap, there's a need for training and to get more people into the industry. We're looking at EV and hybrid in detail, the ADAS and any developments affecting the body shops, and then possibly looking at what green parts could be doing too. So we've had huge success since we launched back in September. Huge response from the industry, and people are really keen. And we've got a growing list of suppliers. Some of those, I'll just list a couple of names so that, you know, anyone listening to this understands who's going to be there.
You're going to name drop now.
I might do a bit of a name drop. It's exciting. It's really exciting. So we've got Bosch Automotive Aftermarket coming along with their car service and some of their other brands. We've got LKQ Eurocar Parts. They're signed up as well as a platinum partner. We've got Indusa Abrasives for the body shop side of things, TMD Friction, Snap-on Diagnostics, Castrol are coming along. ZF, Valeo, the Tool Connection. So there's lots of companies that are, and there's loads more that I could reel off a whole list, but we're on a limited time scale.
I think you do make a great point in terms of that skills gap, because I think in exhibitions, and I'm quite long in the memory that over 20 years ago, we probably didn't give students or new people into our industry a fair enough hearing. But now there is a big desire, because of the issues that we've got, for us to communicate and open up ourselves as a sector to show them what career, what widespread and what varied career they can have in our automotive industry. And it's not just that of a mechanic, but also they could be a parts distributor, a supplier. And I think that by doing that, we can have a healthy future when we get past 2030 with a changing vehicle park. Where are you in terms of your visitor campaign, and can people start to register now, or is that coming in the coming weeks and months?
Yeah, we aren't there just yet. We have been really busy sort of trying to get the floor plan filled up, which is, you know, happening really quickly. For visitors, the registration will be live end of February. It's free for visitors to attend, similar to what we do with Auto Mechanica. And we will look to sort of, we'll hope to give out the free parking, free breakfast like we have previously. There's quite a lot of other sort of features and initiatives that I could talk to you about if you want me to share some details of those, any of the...
Yeah, I mean, I think you said free parking at the NEC, so that's got that's got a massive thumbs up.
Yeah, let's hope so. So with some of the, I mentioned some of the key themes that we're going to cover, but I wanted to tell you a bit about sort of some of the feature areas that we'll have at the show. What people, obviously we've got a huge big lineup of amazing leading suppliers, but this event has got a real training element to it. So we're going to have sort of on the show floor three sort of technical training hubs, and we'll have one dedicated for body shops, and that's going to cover anything ADAS, paint, EV. We'll also have one which is dedicated purely for just workshop topics, so diagnostics, MOT, diesel garage equipment, and any of the tooling. And then we'll have one really specific on hybrid EV, and that'll be looking at any of the sort of latest technologies, specialist training, health and safety, to give garage owners and body shop owners an idea of if they're thinking about moving into that space of more the EV hybrid vehicles, then, you know, there's information there for them.
And just to round up, I think from what you've said, you've evolved, or we've evolved as an industry, in that we don't, you know, yes, there will be a massive amount of products on show, but it's really an ideas and information exchange. And there's so much content that's going to be exchanged over those 2 days, that's going to help you run your business better going forward and much further into the future. And I think that kind of stands out really in terms of, yes, there is the exchange of products, and I'm sure that is, you know, really important. But I think we need to get people talking again, and I think we need to get that exchange and look people in the eyes and move the trade forward. And I think that it seems a very exciting proposition for us as a trade to get involved with.
I think there's so many benefits to trade exhibitions for suppliers as well. I mean, you can spend a whole year traveling to and from different customers, and, you know, that's great and takes a lot of time, but actually 2 days in one place and at a national trade exhibition with thousands of visitors coming to your stand, you know, you're saving time and you're hitting a lot of those key objectives of connecting with new people, re-engaging your customers, building your database, and hopefully getting some new leads. I'm really excited to get back to it. And we've got a big campaign ahead of us to make this event, you know, a huge success in June. But with the support from the industry already, I can see it's going to be a good one not to miss.
Excellent. Chloe, thank you very much. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you.